Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Opposition activists in Russia say they're intending to hold another demonstration in Moscow today, the latest planned protest against the exclusion of about 30 prospective candidates from upcoming local elections. Sarah Rainsford is there.
Lyubov Sobol had only just stepped out of her campaign office into the street when police moved in to detain her. They dragged her through a crowd of journalists and into an unmarked police minibus. Moments earlier, she'd gone live online, calling supporters to join a protest walk here in central Moscow to demand their right to representation in the city elections. Around the central boulevard, groups have been gathering in the rain to do just that. But the police are here too, in large numbers.
The Russian military says it's managed to put out another 16 large forest fires in Siberia as it seeks to contain blazes that have scorched vast areas of the territory. Military planes and helicopters have been dumping water on fires in parts of the Irkutsk and Krasnoyarsk regions. Thousands of pilgrims, students and tourists in Indian-administered Kashmir have been boarding buses, taking them out of the sensitive Kashmir Valley region, following government orders to leave immediately. The advisory issued on Friday said there was a threat of militant attacks orchestrated from Pakistan. Sudan's ruling generals and main opposition coalition have agreed a constitutional declaration which should pave the way for a transition to civilian government. Welcoming the deal, the opposition coalition said it was a first step. Tommy Oladipo is in Khartoum.
This is only verbal at the moment. The two sides have not even said when they're going to sign whatever it is they have agreed upon. So there are rumours of Sunday, there are rumours of Monday. We don't know. And I think in this case, based on what we've seen over the past few months, really, seeing is believing. There's still anger that the security forces who are accused of violence against civilians have not been brought to justice. That's why there have been protests as recently as this week.
Engineers in northern England spent the night pumping thousands of gallons of water from a reservoir which is threatening to burst through a dam and flood a town, Whaley Bridge, beneath it. Stuart Flinders has the latest.
The residents of Whaley Bridge are now being allowed back home, but only to retrieve essentials left behind, medicines, passports for holidays and so on. One person at a time per property, 15 minutes to get what they need. 1,500 residents have been moved out, some to hotels and guest houses, others staying with friends and family. At a meeting last night, they were told it could be a week before this emergency is over. The reservoir level needs to drop by metres. So far, only a fraction of a metre has been drained, and the dam remains vulnerable.
BBC News.